things, big black things, round?
No.
Did it boil clothes?
Oh, boil the clothes. Oh, yeah, we had those pots here. We did the fire out in the yard and boil the clothes and boil does it clean. Another thing they used to do, they used to make our own soap. Oh, that's...
Oxygen soap?
Well, it was made...
Was it made
lye soap? Lye soap, that's right. My grandmother used to know how to make it. And when it was cold and sick, you take a knife and cut it in balls, just like you buy oxygen soap.
How much did that oxygen soap cost?
You mean then or now? Well, it was cheap then. I guess soap must have been a nickel a ball then. Not that now, though. I think we still have some of it to still get it. Because some people still call for it.
Is that an old oak over there? I guess that's been here for years, hasn't it?
Yes, it is. There was a man was supposed to come here and estimate the age of it, one of the fellows from LSU. But I'm sure that's way over about 150 years old, I would think. But we own that piece of land. I sold it to Mr. Spangler and myself. He was living there. We sold it to the bank. That was a stipulation that they wouldn't do any of the old trees, but they didn't want to anyway, so that made it good. Both ways.
Yeah, that's a beautiful oak. Hmm. Now, on the house you got an L, you said, right?
Well, L C is like this and it goes straight back. That's That's what's the L.
The place it makes of what? Where the on the roof?
Oh, that's called a valley.
That's a valley?
Yeah.
Okay. You said you didn't have indoor plumbing?
No, indeed. You had to go out. They had a special house for
that.
Call it a pretty. That's right.
Okay. Was there a place where you would store your wood or your...
Well, we had all these porches, and sometimes if the weather was bad, we'd put some of it up on the porch. But as a rule, we just carted it up in the yard and see, don't get too wet when it's cold. It's just the top pieces, to some extent, of course.
Okay, a room where you store tools or...
That was out in the barn. That's out in the barn.
Okay, tell me what the barn would be used for.
Well, it had many uses for it, as we just said. They kept their harness and things they don't use every day.
Yes,
and they also had to store their hay and they had to store their corn.
Where'd you keep the corn? Do you have a room where you keep?
Well, this barn was much larger. It used to be they cut the top down and made it lower. Wasn't practical anymore for what they were doing. And there was rooms upstairs. They put the hay, and because it was bale. It wasn't bale at first. It was peavine hay, and they used a pitchfork to throw that hay up. Then later, well, we've gotten, they had balers, you know. And then they had rooms, there was a front and the back, where you'd put your corn. And then there was a little shed on the side for other things.
A place where you put corn would be a...
Well, just a barn. Same thing. The corn's in the barn. Like someone wanted to know, where'd you come? Well,
a room or a building where you store?
It's a building.
What about a building or a part of a building where you store grain?
We did never store grain. No.
Okay. I guess you just couldn't raise it here, right?